6:55 here in the Matt Allen Show. Joining us in this time slot, like he does every Wednesday evening, is Justin Katz. Well, not he does. Somebody from Anchor Rising does. But Justin Katz is with us this weekend from Anchor Rising. This week from Justin, I'm just screwed this whole thing up 6 weeks to Sunday. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How's it going?
I'm good. Your reaction to the McCain campaign suspension?
Well, I like the way you put it, the patriotic or move or presidential politics. And I think it ought to be both. Effective leaders can sort of force their opponents to demand exactly what they want to give them.
Right.
I mean, that's one essence of what everybody used to think was so genius about Karl Rove, was he would maneuver the Democrats to such a point that they would be daring President Bush to give them exactly what he had prepared to give them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, with President Bush, that wasn't always such a good thing, but or it still isn't. But I think overall, McCain's probably in a little bit of a hard spot, because at risk for him might be the Palin boost with conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
For example, today I was talking with a friend of mine who's very conservative, and he's vehement about having CEOs of these companies feel the pain. He's almost talking to the point of tar and feather.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a chance that if McCain goes back and does the right thing, and I think that's going to help him tremendously. And if Obama goes into the debate, then McCain at best ought to call in over the phone, and they can play him over the loudspeakers or something.
Well, you know, I think it would be a very interesting to see what the reaction would be from people if he didn't show up. And then Barack Obama can do, what, an hour and a half long symposium on foreign affairs. I mean, it just seems to me, and I know they can tie the economic issues into foreign affairs and they can make it about this, but, you know, it just seems like it would be a almost ridiculous thing if right now I care about the wars in Iran and in Iraq and Afghanistan. I care about them.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, right now, I'm more likely I'm focused on the economy. And I think the American people are as well.
Oh yeah,
and it doesn't make any sense for them to be talking about anything else but that.
Right. Well, we can't fight wars and fight terrorism if our
we don't have any money. Yeah. How are we gonna
exactly.
Feed, clothe, and arm our military?
Yeah, exactly. And how are they going to be effective if their loved ones are struggling back here to get by?
Yeah.
While they're off in foreign land. So yeah, there's. I would love to see McCain just not show up for an event. I think rather than give the whole thing to Obama, though, they ought to just pause. Every time that it's McCain's turn, just everybody can stare at each other awkwardly.
Think
about what it means that he's not there speaking to them.
Well, I mean, what is it going to sound like? Is it going to sound something like this? Welcome to the University of such and such. And today's topic of discussion between Barack Obama, Democratic presidential nominee, and John McCain, Republican presidential nominee, is going to be national security and foreign affairs. John McCain can join us tonight because he's busy saving the world from economic collapse.
Well, now,
Senator Obama, what do you think?
Here's one, though. Recently, a couple of weeks ago, everybody was talking about how it was might hurt Obama that everybody was pairing him with Palin and not the actual Republican candidate.
Right.
So if Obama insists, maybe McCain should send her over. And so everybody would get to see, Obama's not even presidential material. He's vice presidential material.
Right. Sarah, go take care of my light work.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, it's a very interesting. We'll see what happens. I don't think that this thing goes down without McCain. I don't know how they can have this debate. It would be great political theater to see if it does.
Yeah.
You know, an empty chair debate. But I got to tell you, it'll be a phenomenal thing to watch. And so I'm sure we have some postings up on Anchor Rising this issue.
Regarding this financial problem has been widely covered by us lately.
Excellent. So anybody who has an opinion, who maybe can't get in on the phone lines, go to anchorrising.com and blog away. Justin, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, man. I'll
appreciate it. Justin Katz from anchorrising.com, one of the greatest political blogs of all time here in Rhode Island. So go check it out, anchorrising.com. You can post. You can even submit your own op-ed pieces there, and sometimes we'll publish them.